Thousands of employees of Amazon are increasing the pressure on the company to double down on its commitment to fight climate change. As of this morning, more than 4,000 employees had added their names to a letter published on Medium. It asks CEO Jeff Bezos and the Amazon Board of Directors to set a hard public timeline for goals such as cutting greenhouse gas emissions. For more on that, let's bring in Robin Farzad, a host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
What exactly do the employees want Amazon to do?
For starters, to stop provisioning companies that extract fossil fuels, and the workers are also calling Amazon out on not having yet disclosed a company-wide plan to reach zero carbon emissions within the timeline required by science. Another grievance was that Amazon was donating to 68 members of Congress who voted against climate legislation 100% of the time. So these employees are really calling management out on this.
So if they want reduced waste, for instance, I mean, probably many people listening in the audience will have received an Amazon package, maybe in some cases much larger than the item inside. We can only imagine the kind of waste that is produced. Are the things that the employees are calling for possible?
On this scale, what they're calling for, kind of, you know, shut it down right now, provide this information right now, I don't imagine that it's available overnight. A company as huge as Amazon could, in theory, take the lead. As the letter itself from the workers puts it, and I'm quoting, "Amazon has the resources and scale to spark the world's imagination and redefine what is possible and necessary to address the climate crisis," close quote. But you'd then have competitors pouncing on the businesses you boycott. Oracle, the tech giant, advertises against Amazon on the back of major magazines every week. We know the Chinese will work with anyone. Amazon is a competitive and hungry behemoth that isn't about to lose business.
And there is pressure because this is the bigger story behind the letter. Late last year, a small group of Amazon employees filed what's known as an activist shareholder proposal. Describe what that is and how that connects to the letter that we're talking about today.
Yeah, I mean, shareholder democracy in the United States is not the most efficacious route. Oftentimes, resolutions are non-binding, and you can never hope to get the tens of millions of shares worth of votes held by the huge index fund and mutual fund shops who most often they just end up rubber stamping management and boards. But the action that you saw with that letter and what you saw today, they do get press and notice, and they're sometimes the opening shot in a bigger movement, especially if a fund company or a bigger investor comes on board and says, yes, I'm going to use my moral suasion to get what we want.
Right. So it's becoming increasingly common for employees in the tech industry to get stock as part of their compensation. But how common is it for them to use their shareholder status in this way of exerting this kind of pressure?
Not all that common just yet. There's always fear of retaliation or running afoul of non-disparagement agreements that you tied to your bonuses. I mean, initially when you signed at these companies, some outsiders deride this behavior as entitlement. The employees themselves, correctly, they see themselves as both stakeholders and shareholders. We're building the code, for example, the programmers at Amazon, and don't want the fruits of our labor to go to industries or practices that we ultimately oppose.
We only have a few, probably about a half minute left for this, but the proposal is lofty, but there are Amazon board members who say, look, a corporation's sole purpose is not just to maximize profit anymore. That's inadequate. So does this stand a chance, very briefly?
I mean, for this to happen, you need mom-and-pop investors to start scrutinizing their portfolios and then engaging with multi-trillion-dollar fund houses to use their suasion or else. Or this is really nowhere close to that.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thanks very much.
My pleasure.